For a moment, everything seemed to hang in place. The door was open, Carl standing there and Brian off to the side, his face perplexed. He had been thinking about the woods when it happened, and Susan and Haley on the ground, blood all over Haley's face, and Susan moaning, holding her knee. What? Brian turned back to Carl just as Carl took a swing at his head. Had it connected fully, Brian thought, it would have torn his head off. Dodging before it caught him, he missed the total force of the blow, but even then it struck his shoulder and knocked him slightly back and down on one knee. Then things came very quickly. Haley was blinded by the blood in his eyes, but Susan saw it all and still didn't believe it. Something happened, she said later. Something happened to Brian. Carl just disappeared. In that instant, Brian totally reverted. He was no longer a boy walking into a pizza parlor. He was Brian back in the woods. Brian with the moose. Brian being attacked. Brian living because he was quick and focused and intense on staying alive. And Carl was the threat, the thing that had to be stopped, attacked, destroyed. Brian came off the ground like a spring. His eyes, his mind, searched for a weapon. Something, anything that he could use, but there was nothing. Pavement, a brick wall, a glass door. Nothing loose, it didn't matter. The thought did not slow his movement, and he had himself. He had his hands. He did not box. Nothing in nature boxed, hit with closed fists. Instead, he kept his hands open and jabbed with the thick heels of his palms, slamming them forward in short blows that, taken singly, might not have done much damage. But he did not hit once or twice. He smashed again and again, striking like a snake, the blows multiplying their force. Carl played football, and physical contact was part of it. He actually enjoyed the shock of blocking, tackling. But this was insane. He felt as if he were being struck all over at the same time. Brian hid his eyes, slamming them again and again until Carl couldn't see and reeled back against the wall, his hands up to cover his face. He tried to quit. All right. Brian was past hearing Carl. He was past anything. He was in a place where normal rules didn't apply. Carl was temporarily blinded, but he was far from finished in Brian's mind. With Carl's face covered, his stomach was open, and Brian struck there, pleased to find he was overweight and soft. A place to aim, a place to hurt. He hit again and again, still using the heels of his hands, his wrists rigid, the blows up and into the top of the stomach, forcing air out of the diaphragm so it whistled from Carl's nostrils. Carl's hands dropped to cover his stomach and Brian went for his face again, pounded the eyes so they were swollen shut, blow on blow until Carl's hands came up again. When Carl crouched, tried to protect everything and left the back of his head open, Brian took him there, clubbing down with both hands joined, pounding until Carl was on his hands and knees, his nose bleeding, the air wheezing from his lungs. It can't get up, Brian thought, surprised how cool he was. He wasn't angry. I can't let it get up or it will hurt me, he thought. At first he didn't realize that he was thinking it and not him. It has to stay down. I have to keep it down. Carl was on the edge of being senseless, but something, perhaps the training of football, would not let him collapse completely. It would have been better if he had. Brian couldn't stop. He kept clubbing down, working silently, crouched on his knees now, bringing his joined hands in a double fist again and again onto the back of Carl's head as if he were cutting wood. Somebody was screaming, and other people were running toward them, clawing at Brian, pulling him up and away, but he kept working at it, centered, focused on clubbing Carl down even as they pulled him off. They would pull him away for a moment, and he would tear loose and attack again. Don't let it up, he said. I have to keep it down.